Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message, The Importance of Obedience. And we were looking at 1 Kings, the 13th chapter, and there was an incident where a man of God came to King Jeroboam and prophesied against the altar. He had taken Israel into apostasy, and so when he prayed for his arm to be healed, remember, he was angry with the prophet, and this unnamed prophet, and he said, lay hold of him. And when he did that, his hand was basically paralyzed. And he says, oh, please pray for me. And when the man of God did, it says in verse 6 that his hand was restored to him again, just as it was before. And so he offers to take him home and give him some, remember, he hadn't had anything to eat or drink. And he said, come home with me, I'll refresh you, I'll give you a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. And verse 9 says, because that's exactly what the Lord had told him. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. That was also part of as explicit instruction. Don't go back the same way. And so And then what we see here is he was totally obedient. He was doing everything God had said. And like Elijah in 2 Kings 5:16, he would receive none of the king's hospitality. And if I can just reference that quickly, in that chapter 5 of 2 Kings. Remember, it was the story of Naaman, who was basically head or commander of the host of the king of Syria. He was a great man, very honorable, and he came to the prophet Elisha for healing. And he dipped down in Jordan 7 times, and he returned to the man of God, and he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. You see, unlike Jeroboam, he was dramatically healed, and that convinced him of the power of God. Well, that was not the case with Jeroboam. But he said, now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. And Elijah said, as the Lord liveth before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. So this man of God also refuses the hospitality of Jeroboam. And let's go on now to look at what was the dynamics. Why did he refuse? Well, not only was he just being obedient to the Lord, but an acceptance would have discredited his divine mission. To accept hospitality and reward in the eyes of people would seem to kind of condone what the king had been doing. And that's why God forbade it. He did not want that. To reject the hospitality of the king, that was an extreme action in these. Listen, this was the ruler of the land, and he was extending hospitality, and you said no. And so why God said don't do that? Because by rejecting the hospitality, it symbolized God's complete rejection of Jeroboam and Bethel. This man of God rejecting the favor and honor of men was not a hireling in the Lord's service. He knew what it was to deny himself and take up his cross, to use a New Testament phrase. Fasting and obedient to the Lord, he set his face to return to Judah by another way than the one in which he came. That was verse 10. Well, so far, so good. So now let me read verses 11 through 14 of 1 Kings chapter 13. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. Doesn't take long for news to spread, right? The words which he had spoken unto the king, they told also to their father. They recounted the whole dramatic incident. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And so he said to his sons, saddle me the ass. Obviously, he wanted to talk to this man. So he saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. What can we learn from this little incident that is mentioned in Scripture? Well, he may have been weary, he may have been hungry and thirsty, but here we see the danger of delay. He was sitting under a tree. He could have well been over the border to Judah if he had not tarried. So that, you know, that he had done so far everything that God had said, but he should have been eager to get back to his place of residence, because that's where the Lord spoke to him. So let's go on, and I'll read for you verses 15 through 18. And then he, that's the old prophet, said unto him, the unnamed prophet, come home with me and eat bread. And what is his response? He said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. He repeats just what he told the king, Jeroboam, for it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat, notice how specific this is, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. There were three specific instructions. Don't eat, don't drink, and go back a different way. And verse 18, he said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So, who is this old prophet? And why was he deceiving the man of God? Why did he do it? The reason for deceit is not clear from Scripture. We know that God can use, his call can be very valid. It can be definitely something that is the destiny for that person. But remember Balaam, who was called by the king of Moab to curse Israel? He was a prophet of God. That was Numbers 23. So Balak, the king of Moab, called him because he knew this Balaam's reputation. He said, everybody you bless is blessed. Those who you curse are cursed. So he was very eager to have him curse Israel, because Moab, the king of Moab, was really very concerned about this multitude that was there and the reputation that had preceded them. And so the Lord would not allow him to speak anything but the word of the Lord. And in fact, it really frustrates the king, because every time he opens his mouth, he ends up blessing Israel, because regardless, only God, beloved, knows the eternal destiny of people. We cannot judge. We can judge them by their fruits. We can see their actions, but it is only the Lord God Almighty who determines the eternal destiny of people. He alone knows the heart. So the point is, this man of God, unnamed man of God, listened to what this old prophet said. And was it weakness, just being so hungry and so faint that he felt? But the point is, he specifically, twice he repeated to Jeroboam, to this prophet, what God had said, those three specific instructions, and he disobeyed. We're going to see what happens. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at table, the Lord didn't wait very long, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back, the old prophet. Listen to this, beloved. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back, and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, Eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. That wasn't good news. However, that was the word of the Lord to him. And it came to pass, I'm going to read verse 23, it came to pass after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him, the old prophet did, the ass, to wit, for the prophet to whom he had brought back. Okay, well, again, we're leaving at a very momentous place. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on with this story, the importance of obedience. And I thank you for joining me. And I want you to know, my radio family, I pray for you every day. And of course, my partners all the time, every day, as well as those specific needs that you send in. So, beloved, if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. Sometimes there's things you can't share with anyone, and there's power in agreement. So the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.